Ghana made $3.2 billion from 2011 to 2015 from oil production. Out of the amount, about $1.4 million, representing 44% of the revenues, was allocated to the annual budget funding amount, ABFA. Parliament in 2011, in the spirit of the Petroleum Revenue Management Act, approved the use of the ABFA for expenditure and amortization of loans for oil and gas infrastructure, agricultural modernization, roads and other infrastructure and capacity building. The agric sector received about 328 million Ghana cedis, representing about 11% of total petroleum revenues collected since the production of oil. The said amount is reportedly used for National Fertilizer Subsidy Program, procurement of farm equipment and supplies, support for agric institutions, refurbishment of laboratories, rehabilitation of irrigation facilities, construction of bungalows, among others. Have these interventions yielded any result in the agric sector? In the last 6 years, the sector reportedly grew at an annual rate of 3.5% as compared to an oil-driven average annual growth of 6.7% in the economy during the same period. Some critics say the fact that agriculture is growing less than half of the economic growth average, it is a signal of the onset of the Dutch disease. Betty Saki is a farmer and coordinator of the Accelerated Youth Oriented for National Goal, a Ayongo Foundation operating in the Adan West and East districts. She narrates the tales of farmers in the area.
Basically, most of them rent their lands, and you can get somebody who is having 10 acres. The least will be about 1 acre, all bordering on finance. If the money is there, you can go in for more.
So it means that there is land ownership issue when it comes to farming in the traditional area. What do you think can be done about that?
What we expect the district assembly to negotiate with the chiefs who own the land. Then we know the area that is good for farming. And then areas that they can build houses so that they don't go encroaching on the farmlands.
Those who rent the land, how do they pay for the land?
Mostly, they will give you the land and you have to pay 30 cedis for a year. Some of them also said, we don't need the money. You go and farm. When you finish with the farming, during the harvesting, you take part, we also take part. Farming is good, but you need money. If you don't have money, you will not be able to continue with farming. Because one, when you have a bad weather, where we have instance investing into the crops to destroy it, you need money to get some chemicals to spray so that it can re-germinate or reshape itself. And here is the case, you have spent the little you have in all preparation and then planting of the crops. You are waiting for harvest. Then all of a sudden, animals have invaded the land to destroy it. In fact, you become so helpless. It's really a headache for them.
You talked about the weather. Sometimes the weather is not good. And you know, water is very important when it comes to farming. Do you have irrigation facilities here that the farmers use to irrigate their farms?
There is nothing like that. We don't have irrigation system here. It will be much grateful if government will support the assembly in this way to ease the burden of a lean season, sitting down, doing nothing.
One other thing that we know people in farming normally face is post-harvest loss, the product getting bad. What is the situation here?
It's the same. Our product actually gets bad, especially because we wait for the rain to come. So during the rainy season, everybody will actually get into farming. Whoever has the land will go and do the farming. So within 3 months and above, we see that they started harvesting. The food is in abundance, but no storage facility. So if there will be a way out where we can have a place to store the food, then resell later when it is in need, I think it will help. One of the key important things is the processing factory. Watermelon can be turned into juice. The tomato, as we all know, tin tomatoes, we like using it a lot in Ghana. And as it is, the tomato that is used in the tin are being imported into the country. So if there is a way out, then that is what the farmers will also benefit from, that their crops are safe somewhere. When it is lean season, they are going to reuse it and it will bring joy to them.
What do you make of the huge importation of tomatoes or vegetables from other countries? I hear we import tomatoes from Burkina Faso and other African countries. What should be done to ensure that we reduce the importation so that people in the Adan area and other areas that produce tomatoes will be able to produce more?
Unless we have the irrigation system to stop this importation, because it is a risk on its own. See this, our women and the drivers going all the way. They don't sleep. Midnight, struggling to get there. They get involved in serious accidents and robbery and other things. And our women actually suffer a lot in doing this type of import business.
How accessible are tractor services to the farmers, and how expensive are they?
Yes, tractor services are now expensive. Almost every year they increase it. This year it was 8, last year it was 70 per acre. So with the cost involved, you have to plow the land 2 times, depending on the weather and the rainy season. At times, it will rain very early. You do the first plow. Then when another one comes, you have to plow it and then plant your seedlings. Uh-huh. So when it comes like that, it means you are incurring double tractor plowing over there. And then when you have 1 acre for 80 Ghana, 2 acres is 160, and then it multiplies on like that. And getting it to, you have to chase them, actually. You have to chase them. They are not enough at all.
When we discovered oil, the framers of the law that regulates the use of the oil revenues thought it wise to put in a portion of the revenue to be used for agriculture. Those of you in the Adan area, have you benefited from any oil money?
Not yet, and I haven't heard it from my colleagues too. The oil money is there for a purpose, and the purpose needs to benefit almost everybody. So when we go into irrigation system, one, the farmers are ready to work on the land. The water is also available. The district assembly will quickly come and take their toll. That is one step for them. The farmers too, when they have money, their children will be in good schools, which they will come back to help the government. So everybody will actually benefit when we have the irrigation system in place. Whoever wins the election, and then there's oil money available for farmers, what I will actually say is that at the end of the day, everybody will eat before sleeping. So what do? We need to look at subsidy. We have to subsidize the chemicals, fertilizer input, where everybody will benefit. Other countries have reduced their cost of input. They have their product very, very cheap, and they bring them to their country, and it is easy for us to buy than our own people's products. And it's very bad. We are not developing the country when we let things go like this. It's we are killing ourselves, killing the economy as well. So the farmers are actually complaining, as a poor man says, it shall be well, and it is never well.
What are the plans of the political parties going into this year's elections for the farmers? Will they ride on the back of oil and gas to boost food production in the country? In its manifesto, the NPP says it will pursue value addition strategy aimed at rapidly ramping up agro-processing, developing new and stable markets for products, ensure that farm inputs are readily available at affordable prices, tap into petroleum resources to produce fertilizers locally for the industry. The NPP says it will reactivate plans for irrigation by facilitating the provision of community-owned small-scale irrigation facilities across the country, especially in northern Ghana, through the One Village, One Dam policy. On poultry, the NPP says it will address challenges in the industry holistically. It intends supporting the private sector to expand local production of poultry feed and veterinary products, facilitating access to credit for poultry farmers, encourage local poultry meat processing, and institute anti-dumping measures on poultry, among other initiatives. The NDC promised to launch Green Revolution aimed at doubling the output of staple crops, particularly grains and tubers, by 2025. Within the period, Ghana should become a net exporter of rice and maize, as well well as become self-sufficient in poultry, sugar and tomato production. The NDC pledged to construct storage facilities, including silos and cold storage units at strategic locations to minimize post-harvest losses, continue to develop efficient irrigation systems to support all-year-round farming, provide nucleus population of broiler parents as the sustainable source of day-old chicks for the poultry industry with the support of Exim Ghana and other financial institutions, and support large-scale production of domestic poultry, establish hatcheries, feed mills and processing plants, among other programs. Mr. Isaac Nanosawe is a poultry and livestock farmer at Kung in the Kung Katamanso district. He said importation of poultry products is killing the local poultry industry.
I'm a member of the Greater Accra Poultry Farmers Association, so I get my feed from there. But the problems are, one, very expensive drugs. Day-olds are also quite expensive because I have decided not to use some locally produced day-olds again, because the experience that I had, you buy local day-olds and you won't get what you want. You will lose a lot. They will not also be laying very well, and within a very short time, production goes very down. So when you compare that to the imported day-olds, it's a different story altogether. So I prefer the imported day-olds. As of now, they are expensive. And this is the area where government should have come in. Okay, you waive me some of the duties and that sort of thing. So instead of 1 day-old costing 5 cedis, a day-old, no transportation, nothing. You pay 5 cedis. By the time you reach the farm, you spent over 6 cedis on one bed. Before the mortalities, as you read. Number two, water. The last bill which was brought here, they said I've used water to the tune of 490 cedis in a month. How do I break even? So this is where the government could have come in and say that this is the rate for farmers, those who are using water on the farm. My friend had to seek a borehole because of this problem, and he stopped using the commercial water. So that is another area. Marketing is another problem. I don't do broilers because you read the broilers and you'll get marketing.
Why is it that Ghanaians are not consuming chicken?
They are consuming chicken. But you know, the Ghanaian would like to see a prombi chicken, those with fat. So they want you to rear the chicken up to about, say, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, where even the cocks in them, amongst them, will start crowing. And they will have eaten all your profit before you sell them. By 7 weeks, my brothers are old enough. They are ready. I could have sold them just about, say, 20 cedis. But with the Ghanaian taste, you would like you to go about 10 weeks before he will accept that this is an old animal that I want to eat or something. And it's a bother. So that is where you will see a lot of people going into these broilers. When you go to their farms, many people are doing only layers.
What about the sales of the eggs?
Well, sometimes around August, when normally there's plenty of fish, the sales, you have some growth there because people now get fish enough to eat at quite a cheaper rate. It's quite okay for the sale of the eggs. The drugs are too expensive. Too expensive. This is where I think that the government should have done something about maybe the taxes and put in some money so that it becomes cheaper to use and rear the birds. The vaccines sometimes are also not there because there's about, say, one point in Tema here where they sell the vaccines. You go there, and when you don't have enough people to take that 1,000 doses or something, then it means that day they will not sell that vaccine to you.
So the challenges that you've enumerated, have you received any help from government or the Ministry of Food and Agriculture?
No, give me.
You don't know about any subsidy on your inputs and
no,
all that?
No. There's no subsidy from government.
How is the importation of poultry products into the country affecting your operations, your business?
The challenge you have there is that those ones are very cheap, and the rejected fowls are what they are brought in, and you can see their chicken parts are very huge and that sort of thing with plenty of fat. But here, as I've said, if you want to sell 7 weeks old chicken to somebody, the Ghanaian will say, oh no, it's not old. So it is seriously affecting the market because I remember this year around March, people were still keeping some broilers, which they couldn't get people to buy because of the importation, because those ones are cheaper.
Being a member of the Greater Accra Poultry Farmers Association, do you think that Ghana, we have the capacity to produce poultry products for ourselves to stop importation? Do we have that capacity?
We can, but at the moment, we don't have that capacity.
The country is now producing oil in commercial quantities, and in the Petroleum Revenue Management Act, it was stated that a portion of the revenues from oil and gas should be used to support agriculture. Have you benefited from any support that was financed with oil money?
No. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know. And I haven't benefited from anything like that.
But what do you make of the idea of using oil money to support agriculture?
Well, it is a good idea that those who framed that law thought very deeply, and the government must adhere strictly to that law in the Petroleum Act. Yes, Parliament should see to it that government acts on the law. They should not allow them to go scot-free and use the money for something else. They must use it for the Greek sector.
Now, as we speak, the politicians are going out there campaigning. We don't know who is going to win this election. Do you have any message for them regarding how to use the oil money so that agriculture will be at that high level so that we stop importation of food into the country?
My advice to them is this. The law is already there, and the government is supposed to implement the law. The money comes to them, and they know how much comes to them. So they must use the money for that purpose. There shouldn't be any but. No excuse. If we don't do these things, we shall fail. And that's why we are failing as a nation. You see, and it's sad. If we continue the way we are going, then for a very long time to come, our country will see no progress. We'll have to import everything that we will need into this country.
In a 2015 report, the Public Interest and Accountability Committee, PIAC, urged the Ministry of Finance not to only ensure that allocations to agric modernization gets disbursed, but also ensure that the priority area retains its position on the priority sectors to benefit from the ABFA beyond 2016, adding that the 11% of total petroleum revenues allocated to the agric sector described as the mainstay of the economy is inadequate. Well, time will definitely tell if politicians will heed to suggestions and invest in agriculture so as to end the huge importation of food items into the country. For Ghana Today, Dominic Lange reporting.